This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day to join me here together on this Friday. I know it's been a long time since we've been on the air with the Book of Acts, and we're back again. And I just want to thank everyone out there for your prayers. Many of you know my wife has been very ill, and she continues to be ill. And I appreciate your prayers, everyone out there. Her name is CJ, and I ask you please to keep her in your prayers, and that the Lord would keep and have His hand on her. And so you've heard a lot of the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. Now, speaking of Island, let me talk about real quick what I'm going to be preaching on this Sunday morning. If you live here in the area, I know many on the podcast are hearing this, and you're not in the area, but you're going to hear this podcast on Monday by going to my website, WGODradio.com, or going to the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Come Monday morning, you're going to hear this sermon. It's called Chosen by God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Notice there's the Trinity right there in that verse. You're chosen by God. You're sanctified by the Spirit, and you believe in the truth. Now, the truth is a person. Remember, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It's a person. Earlier in this chapter, we saw that all those are going to be forced to believe the lie. Here, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Truth's a person. His name is Jesus. He said to Pontius Pilate, I have come to bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So that's what we're looking at. Sovereignty of God. You are chosen. The Lord Jesus says in John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I ordained you or appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That's what we're looking at Sunday morning at 10:30. If you're here in this area, love to see you out at Island Community Church. Again, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. That's the message. Look for the podcast here on Monday. And in the meantime, on this radio program, you'll hear Chapter 5 here coming up next week on WGOD Radio, interspersed with the Book of Acts. Let's pick it up, Chapter 5, verse 34. Now, there stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law. He had a reputation among all the people, and he commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. Now remember, the Lord was working extraordinary miracles here through Peter and John and the hands of the apostles, and another person had been healed. All the people saw it. They were rejoicing and praising God, except for these guys. These guys were sore. They were jealous that God was working through them and not through them. Well, that's because these guys were believers and the Pharisees weren't. They crucified the Son of God. Now, let's pick it up again now. Verse 36. Now, this guy, Gamaliel, who was the Apostle Paul's teacher, one of the head doctors of the law who taught him, he's instructing these guys, be careful what you do with them. Verse 36. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and he drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say to you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye found even to fight against God. Interesting idea and truthful, isn't it? When you see something going on and you just can't quite figure it out, if what you see is a direct work of God or if it's just one of those things, leave it alone and time will tell. At the risk of getting in trouble, let me say it anyway. Sometimes I look at the president of this country and I wonder. Many days I consider him and my mind goes back to this very text. And now I say to you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or if this work be of men, then it'll come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. I firmly believe the re-election of this president was an act of God. I know a lot of people unwittingly would agree with that. Let me say that again. I believe, sorry to say, that the re-election of this president is an act of God. And now time will tell whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. And I pray that I am wrong. But if you try to fight against evil, evil that God is using to bring about his will, then you'll find yourself fighting against God. Now remember, God uses evil people many times to accomplish his will. Okay, Gamaliel, he put in his 2 cents worth. I just put in my 2 cents worth. Verse 40. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council. Get this now, verse 41. This is Acts 6:41. They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Ha, can you imagine that? Rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer. How are you doing on that one? Let me speak for myself. Counted worthy to suffer. Now, not suffering because of some sin that we've committed, but suffering on account of the name. Here's another verse, Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. This word here, given, it's the Greek word charisma. Better yet, gifted or granted. Think about it. It's been given to you as a gift. That to you, it has been given as a gift not only to believe. You see, you believing is a gift. Back on my Sunday sermon here coming up this week, it is a gift. It's been given to you. You can't just decide someday you're going to receive Jesus Christ, that you're going to quit running, that you finally had enough, that you figure your days might be running out, that, oh, maybe it's high time, I guess I quit, and I'll quit running and believe in Jesus Christ. You can't do that. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day, he says in John 6:44. You did not choose me, the Lord said, but I chose you, and I appointed you. He is the one who decides these things. Acts 13:48, as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. To you it has been granted. The word charisma, to you it's been given as a gift, not only to believe, but to suffer for his name. Look at people today, even just people in this country. It's not always losing your head. There's butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. There's owners of chicken fast food restaurants who just harmlessly, oh, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, I'm going to stick to my principles. I'm not going to honor this. I'm not going to honor that. Look what happens to these people. They suffer. Now, some people lose their life in suffering. Some don't. These other people, they just lose everything that they own. They lose their business. They lose all the money that they have. They lose any money they had saved for their kids for college. They lose everything on account of the name. Now, these early believers, it says, they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. This is what happens to believers, friend. When you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, you will suffer. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Apostle Paul says, Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says, you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer. It's part of the faith. If you're not suffering, I'd have to question whether or not you're a Christian or whether or not you just keep your mouth shut, I guess. Because sooner or later, if you believe like this pizza owner and like the cake baker and like the city worker there in Kentucky, if you believe like these people, then the time is coming when you're going to have to speak up. And when you do, you see the results of what happens to people. And then there's other people. Sometimes they get up and they got guns or knives and they ask, are there any Christians here? And now those people suffer as well, worse than shame, at least for a moment. But Paul wrote again, for our momentary light affliction is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. He also wrote, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. Let's you and I remember this here today, friend. As they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Heading into the weekend, let's you and I do likewise. Remember, God's in control. Other people out here that aren't believers hate you because of the Christian that's in you. Remember, we wrestle not, or the Holy Spirit that's in you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. We're way out of time. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. God bless. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.